Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, November 5th, 2019. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Gary White.
How you doing?
All right. You don't mind being on a mission every day, every week?
Every week I'm on a mission. Some sort of mission.
Sometimes it's just to get through the week.
The mission is for Friday.
Get to Friday?
Yes.
Sometimes that means more work on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Seems like I work more on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday
you
than
go to work to
Monday,
relax.
Tuesday, and Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel your pain.
Yes.
I feel your pain. And, also... Yeah, we're just watching you.
Also
here,
the guy in the corner,
the guy over there, Matt Esposito. How you doing, man?
Doing okay.
Okay. You're never great. You're only ever okay. What's up with that?
It's because I don't have a race car.
Well, you still be
lucky.
Great. Exactly. That should be great.
Lucky.
Oh man. So first Friday was actually last week, right? On the 1st November?
Yeah, it was actually on the 1st.
On the 1st. So did you guys participate in anything or have
Yeah, we had
specials?
Some vendors out over at our place.
Cool.
We were open. It was cold. Well, cold by vendor standards.
Was it windy?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Then it was a good day. I don't care how cold or hot it is. As long as it's not windy.
Yeah, no, totally.
Cool. Hey, and if anybody wants to kind of find more out about what I'm talking about, because they probably know, what the hell are you talking about? Why don't you explain a little bit what you got going on over there?
Oh, my wife and I have a steampunk-themed gift shop, jewelry and accessories. And
all handmade accessories, pretty much, for the most part.
Yeah, handmade. There's some clothing. There's some, you know, cosplay-type items.
Mm-hmm.
We're located at 900 Karen.
Which is actually the, if anybody's been here a while, is actually in the Commerce.
Right, we're inside the old commercial.
Or commercial center, I'm
historic
sorry.
Historic commercial yep. center.
On the Karen side.
Correct.
Towards Karen side, yeah. So, and the name of the store?
Is Hiptasmic Studio.
Hiptasmic Studio.
HIPTAZMIC.
K-E-Y.
M-O-U-S-C.
Exactly.
And website, Facebook, what's the best way to...
Hiptasmic at pretty much anything.
Anything Hiptasmic. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we made up the name just for that.
Cool.
So we wanted something so we knew...
There's nothing else like it.
Just put it in. It'll come up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you have another name, Hiptasmic... There is a stop and cease and desist, yeah. So, cool. We'll have to check it out one of these. Now, you guys are open not just on first Fridays, correct?
No, we're open 5 to 6 days a week.
Okay. Is it just like random, like, hey, you just drive by for open, great, if not, or should they call first?
I'll take
or what?
Tuesday off this week and Thursday off next week.
I'm just being realistic, yeah. You know, what's the best days, I guess, that you know somebody would be there just in case? Or
Monday through Friday, generally like 10 to 5, 10 to 6. Saturdays, we'll stay a little later.
Okay.
You can always send us a message on Facebook or send us an email. And
just say, hey, I'm looking for something unique.
We can open early or late for you.
Okay. No, it's cool. If you haven't been, it's some really cool stuff. I think you've actually seen and been there.
Been
cool
there
stuff,
a few
huh?
times. Yes,
some of
it's a lot
like,
of cool
Oh, man,
stuff.
Hey, well, how'd you think of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's that kind of place. So, and like you said, it's themed.
And
so.
And we're going into holiday season, so you can buy a perfect gift for your wife.
That's
mother.
Right. And you're helping out a racer that is wanting to get back into racing. So nothing better to do than go out and spend some money on the store and buy some products, help the business boom a little bit, and help another fellow racer.
Yeah, I also have my Freak Society brand stuff.
Okay, through the store. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you do, what do you do with that? You do, I know what you do, but somebody else might not know what you do. They just go in there and then you freak out on them or what? What is somebody going to expect when you say that?
No, I've had a t-shirt brand for about 7 years. It's
okay.
Called Freak Society.
Okay.
And then that kind of rolled into the whole race car thing. But yeah, I have different shirts, sweatshirts, different items that have my logo on it. But then I also do custom items for other people.
Okay, cool. And if you didn't know, if you used to run the skid plate, the Freak 33 skid plate car out there.
Correct.
Oh, cool. We'll have to check out the store. Well, maybe we'll have to get some pictures up one of these days, and kind of, if you haven't already, because I don't know what's going on sometimes. So maybe you could post something on the BomberNation.com website. There is a section on there for business to business for local racers to kind of get together and, you know, help each other out. So I'd like to see you put something up there, get with Gary, and he'll have, if not, Glenn somehow automatically does it. So, you know.
You just got to think about it.
Think about it. Yeah, sometimes you don't have to think about it. You just have to, like, see it on there and be like, hey, I was going to think about that.
Actually, I should probably check. It's probably on there.
It's on there right now, yeah. So it just got posted, right? So, but yeah, cool. That'd be good. Kind of.
Yeah.
Get some cool stuff for the holiday seasons here. Christmas is coming up, like you said. And, ooh,
yo.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that. But it's coming. So, hey. Time to get stuff for your old lady.
I don't know what's going on, but I hear more voices in my headset than normal.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
I hear nothing.
Oh, I hear somebody talking in the beside you two. Somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Seriously.
Where are you plugged in?
That's what I keep listening to. No, it's just this. That's what I keep listening.
Coming from here. Can't be coming from anywhere else.
Hey.
Did you close it? Did you close it out?
Yeah. It's all closed out.
It's coming from here.
No, it's not.
It's coming from here.
I'm telling you. Normal, more than normal.
Well, play a quick commercial, and we'll see.
Well, wait. What are the voices in your head telling you?
Well, yeah. First of all, yeah, that should explain a lot.
I'm telling you guys.
Well,
I hear them. I hear more than normal.
You are plugged into the same hub of headsets that we are, and I hear nothing. So what's it saying to you? Bye. Hey, this is good news for you. That's what you get for being distracted by the Kings hockey.
Hello.
Oh,
echo.
Hey, I'm telling you, I hear somebody talking in beside you two.
Are they still talking?
Yes.
What are they saying?
Well, I don't know. I think it's coming out of that computer.
We'll keep quiet just for a second. Tell us what they're saying.
Welcome to Burger King. Can I take your order?
I can't hear them.
You know, that brings up a funny story. I actually had that happen on one of these old Motorolas.
Uh-huh.
It was at, I want to say it was McDonald's at the time, but I was going through, and when they were talking, it came through my radio. This is way back in, this is actually in California. You know, this is back when these were probably the hot ticket, you know,
brand new.
Yeah, uh-huh. Technology. Hey, what, radio to radio? But, I was going through a drive-thru and I could hear the people in front of me, you know, ordering shit, excuse me. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. So I just keyed up and I said something just to see if they could hear me. And they were like, well, and then you could hear like they did, but they didn't like answer or anything. I was like, oh man, I should mess with these guys. I should order a whole bunch of crap, but I didn't. But it's just funny about that. So anyway,
yeah, a few years ago, we had different radios than that when we had traveled to Pahrump. And the Walmart there off of Rainbow and the 215.
Oh, yeah.
We could always hear them talking as we went by on the radio.
Same frequency.
Yeah.
You should list a certain name. Like, Joanne to the office, please. Joanne. Right away.
Yeah.
Grab your things. That would be messed up.
Grab the stuff in your locker
yes.
on the way.
Yes. We're cutting your hours. You're going home.
All employees to the front.
Yeah, there you go. This is a fire drill. Everyone outside, please.
Everybody go get shopping carts.
Yeah. Hey, came into the show early to
I see.
Help combat an overthrow of our show.
Oh, yes.
Where
that
is
was
it?
Easy.
Where is it?
That was
actually, they actually have. They've infiltrated your sound system in your ears.
I think so.
They have a show going on right now that we don't know about that you're hearing and we're not.
I'm telling you, I'm hearing voices.
I'm going to come. Matt, you take over for me. I want to hear this, so hold on. You're hearing that.
That must be what I'm hearing.
I'm telling you. Turn that down.
All right.
Kids,
now we're back.
Kids, you can dress them up, but you can't take them out.
1 hour a week. That's all that we ask is 1 hour a week. I'm telling you, there was voices I was hearing.
Well, the sad part was it was his own and myself, his biggest nightmare. So, and once in a while, listen to you.
Now that we got that situated, we can continue with the show.
Kidding me now.
Well, what's the score at least? It was 1-1. I don't have it on no more. I'm doing a radio show.
Some of us don't care. I'm not saying which one of us three don't care,
yeah.
but I just don't know anything about hockey, so. But maybe we'll do the Gary's 1 minute Kings hockey.
I'm not watching it no more.
Oh,
no, we're trying to get viewers.
We better start talking about something. What'd you do for Halloween? Nothing. I know what I did, but what'd you do?
Nothing. Went home, turned off the lights.
Hid like peeks through your window. Do you guys get many kids down your street?
You know, I will say. I got invited over to Susan's for Halloween,
yeah.
And I wasn't going to go, but I decided to go. And Patrick and Gary had a pretty good little haunted house over there.
I saw the pictures, man. They did a great job.
No, now I'm sure somebody else led them along the way, but it was pretty good.
Good job, right?
Yes.
I saw some of the pictures of the costumes and the kids look great, you know, in their get up, and
they both look great in their masks, both of them.
Wait, but both worked on it together?
I'm thinking, yeah.
How long did that take?
4 weeks, but no, actually,
it was a lifetime.
Yeah, no, they did do a great job at their little, I don't want to say a little haunted house because it was a little haunted house, it was just
they
the front yard. But they had it was pretty good.
Sweet.
It was pretty good. Lots and lots and lots and lots of people came.
A lot of kids then.
A lot of
adults.
Kids, adults.
Any teens that were kind of a pain in the butt?
No, not really. But I will tell you, there was a lot of people that didn't want to go get candy.
Because?
They were scared.
They don't like clowns?
They don't.
Or they don't like Gary and... Justin.
Well, clowns, Terry, Justin, same thing.
Same,
but
okay. Stay away from that Susan's house.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. Because the costumes were good enough to be scared of, right?
I hope that's the Kings winning 2-1 that Arlie Jr., or number 3 says. Hopefully.
If not, we'll all be okay.
Yes. No. Hey, easy there. But no, Halloween night, I went over there and they did do a great job at doing their
cool
little haunted thing that they did. And there was, to my surprise, lots of scared adults that didn't want to go, you know.
Well, that's because Gary had a real machete that he probably people were like, hey,
yes,
I think that's real.
Yes, he did.
Let's not piss them off.
Yo, 3, who gives a shit about the Knights? The Kings are playing.
That's the views and opinions of Gary.
That's
so,
right.
You know, this, we are broadcasting out of Las Vegas, so watch your mouth.
I don't care. The Kings are playing.
You know, that's what's nice about Vegas is it's such a group of different people from different places, so there's a lot of different teams that people root for.
Yes.
I don't I think it's good, but it's a mix. But you should have a little bit of rooting for the
Kings
local,
are playing.
You know?
Nope.
No. So you're not, I mean, why the Kings?
Because I've been a Kings fan for...
Well, why?
Why?
Why not the Ducks?
When the Raiders come here, you going to be a Raiders fan?
I might.
God, no.
Okay. I might.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not.
I might.
I'll tell you what.
I might. I might even be a Knights fan.
We'll go
yet.
To the Raiders games together.
All right.
And I
Sounds
hate
good.
Football.
Sounds good.
Let's see how many we go to.
Buddy of mine got some season tickets.
Oh.
I don't. He told me where they're at, but I don't know where they're at, so I couldn't tell you. He got 8 of them.
They're between this girder and that girder.
Yep, they're somewhere in this bowl. But he sold his pickup truck. He bought it brand new, and then this goes to show you how much these tickets cost. But
I can imagine.
So he had just paid it off. I think it was 5 years or something. He had it. Still, I mean, I think it was immaculate, low miles, but he sold it and went and bought the football season tickets with that money.
Waste of a perfectly good truck.
Yeah, but think about what he can make on those season passes. Hmm.
Yep.
Probably make more than the truck's worth. But I don't know. I was wanting to, but... It sounded pretty expensive just for football tickets when you can just, if I'm not going to go all the time, you might as well just buy a ticket or see if somebody has one you can go to.
So Gary says, got to sell a car to afford a Raiders game.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can have a haunted house next year. Just put up LA Kings logos and just scare everybody away.
Mm-hmm. Nobody will want to come in.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look, he's picking on you.
I don't care. Put Gary and Justin out there in their clown's mask. And...
Oh, man. Let me see. I'm looking up some stuff here. Let me see.
Oh, hey.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Thanks, Billy. This week, next weekend. There's the Demolition Derby down at the Plaza.
Oh, is he ready?
Well,
Billy,
that
are you ready?
He didn't answer. He just said there was a...
Yes, and that's cool. I'm glad he brought that up.
Yes.
That's next, not this weekend, but next, is it Saturday? I don't recall, so we'll have to... I'll find it. I forgot what it was called, but...
Hey, Gary, you get Danny Fitzgerald to come out of retirement, and I'll build him a Demolition Derby car tomorrow.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We got to stop. Everybody stop what they're doing. Chuck D. Guevara's here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Chuck.
That's right.
Well, I'm waiting for him to storm in through the door. We even left the door open for him.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I thought he was here.
No, it says I'm here. Twice.
Well, he's not allowed in unless Kevin's here, too.
Oh, Billy said it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh, really?
Not this week, yeah. Next week.
So it's
I think it's the 13th through the 16th.
Oh, that's cool.
If I'm not mistaken.
Thursday, which is...
The 13th?
14th. 14th.
Yep.
I can't. What was the name of the outfit that was putting that on?
I don't remember the name of that.
Dang. Oh well.
Hmm.
I was gonna find it. Hmm. Hold on. I'm on to something. We got dead air. Somebody start talking.
I'm glad we got this Facebook page.
Now, look, online, it says November 14th through the 16th. Am I looking at something different?
I don't know.
It says the Plaza Hotel and Casino is proud to host the Sin City Showdown, four-man team demolition derby.
I'm sorry, yes.
November 14th, 15th, through the 16th. And 16th, 11 a.m. Mrs. Matinee.
Hey, wait, stop.
Whoa.
Billy says, sure, I'm ready.
Whoa.
I'll be there tomorrow to inspect the car, Billy.
Okay, yeah. We'll see if you
and we'll report
truth.
Next week how close you are.
Oh, man. Well, that'd be cool if he is. Well, I'm guessing number 22.
65. Come on.
Well, I guess that'd be make more sense if you want to wreck something to put a 65
That's
on it
right.
in a different number.
Wait, I thought the 65s drive themselves. Aren't they all spooked?
Yeah, well. Possibly. But November 14th, 15th, and 16th is what?
Yes.
So that's the
yes.
true date.
Yeah. Oh, Thursday, okay. Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Billy put Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. Stern from Stern Dirt Racing. So.
Yeah, 14th, 15th, and 16th.
You can go to the PlazaHotelCasino.com website and check it out. It's the Core Arena, which is right next to the Plaza. It's an outdoor event center. So check it out. That's cool because this is not the first one they've put on either.
No, they've had a few over there.
That's cool. Especially since
if I wasn't busy working on trucks, I'd go
do some demo.
Do
you could do
no
both.
Go watch some demo.
Oh, watch demo, not even participate.
Oh, Billy said he's running on Saturday at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. Is there a schedule like somewhere?
He's not in the 22, and he's not in the 65.
Really?
I remember now.
Oh, it's a different number.
515.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
That's his mom and dad's anniversary is 515.
Well, congrats. Anything you want to tear up is your mom and dad's anniversary. That's thanks, Billy. No, I'm just joking. Just kidding. Cool. Now it's Thursday, November 14th. It says 3 to 8 p.m. Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. And Saturday,
3 to 5 p.m.
Two sessions, 11 to 4. And then it says 5 to 8. And it says a single event's $45 and all four events, which they must split Saturday up, is $180. Is that to watch or participate? I'm not even sure.
I'm gonna go right in the trunk of Billy's car.
It's probably the safest place to be. So, anyways, that's next week. We'll have to figure out a way to go one of those days. I know.
And Billy said it was his dad's number when he demoed too.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, yes.
Cool. See, now I'm going to be.
He got to remember that date, so why not put it on a car he built?
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll be mush jello brain after 5 on both Thursday and Friday. So, but might be able to catch a couple hours. 7 or 8, 7 to 8, 6 to 8, something. Let me know if you're going.
I might go Saturday.
Maybe we can sneak in. Billy can sneak us in.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy can. No. Hey.
We don't condone
let's
sneaking
go,
in any event.
Let's go say we're helping Billy and have Billy pay our way in and then just go sit in the stands.
I like it. Billy.
Billy's paying our way.
You have a crew.
That's right.
You have a crew.
Hey, let's just do that. I'm going Saturday.
This is the Stern Dirt Racing, the largest demolition derby promoter in the West. Is that true?
I can't answer that question.
From your experience. Family friendly 3-day, 4-day event. Children 2 and under are free as lap children. That's what it says. Must be accompanied by an adult. So if you're 2,
please don't go to the demolition.
Don't go to the demolition by yourself because you're not considered a lap child.
And you got to have an adult with you.
And if you're a black cat, don't go either.
Yeah.
1 child, 2 and hey. Under per adult ticket. It's only 1 per knee.
Hold on.
I mean, actually, only 1 per body, not knee.
Yo, Billy, who's more important, me or the 20 other people? Let's hear that answer.
What's the question?
He says, "Law, you and 20 other people."
No, I'm sure, right? You're not like the other 20 people.
That's right. Yeah. I am me.
On Wheels Now, your media. Right.
That's right.
Grab a microphone and walk in.
Even if it's a 2-year-old's toy microphone, just.
You know what also is next weekend?
Uh-oh.
The Duel in the Desert.
The same day, no?
13th through
That's 16th. Where I got the 13th yes. and the 16th, yes. Yep.
So, they're competing with the Duel in the Desert. That's, well, I guess if you don't really know much about.
Yo, that didn't answer the question.
What?
You already know. That didn't answer the question. So I guess Bill, he's paying my way in. I'm in.
You're in. Mm-hmm. Plus the 20 other people. So we oh, got.
Hey. Glad to see Kevin Terrell can make it halfway through the show instead of 3 minutes.
Is he early or late?
He's here. He says I'm here.
Is he early or late?
He said he's late.
Okay. He's late.
Oh, late? Yeah. Well, at least he made it half of the show instead of like 3 minutes till the end of the show. Your plane must have landed.
Hey, if you want to go to the Duel in the Desert, go to LVMS.com. Click on the dirt track link. But it's like $50 for a weekend pass. You've been to the Duel? Matt, never?
I have not.
It's $50 for the weekend pass, you said?
That's what it says.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm
13 plus weekend pass, $50. So,
wow,
it's for the Duel. Hey, here's what I suggest if you go, because there's a lot of racing. I mean, a ton of racing, but you definitely want to bring a jacket plus an extra jacket. It's always
plus an extra jacket.
It's freezing, isn't it? Oh, out there, and then plus with the
every
the
time.
Cars get going. You know, it's
every
they
time
just kick up a little breeze.
Yeah, and then a blanket on top of all them jackets.
Oh, man, it seems like it's always cold during the Duel
all the time. And they always sell out of hot chocolate.
No, that's true. So you can have a side hot chocolate business going out there if you don't tell anyone.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Kevin Terrell. Oh, my Lord. He says, I'm free the next 2 weeks if you want me to come in 2 weeks in a row.
I thought he's coming tonight, so there's one week.
Yeah, there goes 1 week.
if he's available, come on in. I mean, get with Michael Miller. He used to book our stuff. Not really, but.
Yeah. Michael Miller's our booking agent.
You know, it's funny. Didn't he get married?
Yes.
And we haven't heard from him since.
Nope.
So, I don't know what happened to Michael Miller. Got hitched and disappeared.
Billy better hope he wins. Everybody wants him to buy tickets. Hey, guys, I'm the first one in line.
What's the purse for that? What do you win?
I don't know. What do you
win, Billy?
Yeah, what's the winning, Billy?
We'll find out, hopefully.
Yeah.
See if it's worth...
We'll see if it's worth Billy getting everybody in.
Hey, maybe his.
Hey, I tell you what. All them 20 other guys, if they're listening, just tell them you're with Billy Grasser. They'll let you right through.
You go up to the gate.
Uh-huh.
You're with the 515 Billy. And yeah, tell them Gary said Billy sent you.
Gary said Billy said that you're in.
That you're in.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyways, I was just looking at some of the like previous pictures. If you go to the Plaza Hotel Casino.com, you can click on their core arena. They have the links to it. Now, what they have on there is like full size, but he's actually not doing a full size.
No, he's doing a mini.
A mini. So are they doing both full size and mini during this event? I'm
hopefully,
you know,
he can answer that question.
So maybe.
We'll wait for his answer.
We'll wait. So, because there's no schedule that I see,
see
posted. Maybe
he said don't
Facebook.
Mention Gary.
Oh.
So just tell him Billy came. Billy said it was okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't see anything that says what the event schedule is or anything like that. So we're relying on Billy.
Purse? Yeah, what's
we're,
the purse?
We're relying on you, Billy. Well, we want to know the event schedule for each day, and we want to know what the payouts are.
That's right. And how many?
Yeah, right.
We're waiting for the answer.
And each day, I'm sure there's the minis on one day and full size. Or, I mean, I didn't know this about Demolition before I met like Gary and JJ when they were talking about Demolition and the differences between, like, yeah, right, you know, weld, like full weld and chain, bolt and chain or whatever.
Oh. Billy says Minis is a Vegas only show.
Oh, cool.
And it's $2,400 to win.
What?
12 cars.
What? Oh, the chances are pretty good, huh?
12 cars.
We encourage you to get your skid plates out there.
That's right. With your
demo
full roll cage and everything.
Yep, go demo. Wow. That's crazy. That's a pretty good purse. Vegas only, huh?
Minis is Vegas only show.
And that's on Thursday, you said?
Yeah. Thursday, Friday. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I got to hit a button. He's talking too much here. Hold on. It don't work. $2,400 for first, $1,200 for second, $600 for third.
Wow.
$300 for fourth, and a $600 Mad Dog.
Wow, that's a pretty good purse just for that one race.
For minis and 12 cars. Oh.
Somebody's getting something. Half of them are getting something almost. Cool. You know, you don't.
He said it's 5K total purse.
Nice.
Saturday at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So he's got to sneak me in at 4:30 so I can watch.
So what? Happening on Thursday and Friday.
I do.
Come on, Billy.
He just keeps saying Friday or Saturday at 5
maybe,
p.m.
Maybe. All right. So Friday or Saturday, if you want to see the local mini dudes.
Yes.
Cool.
I know of two cars that's going to be in that.
Did his buddy make it?
I don't know, but I know that car.
Yeah. Hopefully that one made it.
Uh-huh. Did your buddy make the black car for that rate for that same demo, Billy?
Sin City Showdown 4-man team demolition derby. How does that work? Team?
Oh,
you ever done team?
No.
No? Sorry, I couldn't tell you because I don't know. Don't know. How about you? Matt, you been to demo, mini demos?
Not here. When I was a kid, back in Chicago.
Billy can't type fast enough for all these questions.
You know, it just seems like out west, there's a lot of demos.
I don't know. Billy said that black car's further behind than Billy is.
What?
Uh-huh.
And his buddy was talking some crap, wasn't he?
He said he's further behind than I am. I don't know about that.
What's there to do? What are you still stripping down, right? Oh, well. Anyways. What else is there to do? Duel in the Desert this weekend, like I said.
Next weekend.
Like, I mean, this weekend. Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Anything else? I guess that's it. We're done.
Uh-huh.
Now we can try to see if there's anything at the... They had the big races, the NHRA last week. You watch NHRA, Matt?
Every now and then I will, but I'm not totally into it.
Any Hannah Rickards this year? Have you
seen no, but she's here in town. She's at the SEMA show.
Oh.
I just saw her.
So she was probably here for the big race. Is that what she still does, the NHRA or these two?
But I believe Brittany Force broke a record.
Broke Hannah Rickards record?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
Broke a record. Yeah, I did hear that myself somewhere.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
I'm just reading, so. I feel like because of the time changes, we're like an hour, like, past due.
Yes.
Yeah, her run was 3.659 seconds at a speed of 338.17 miles per hour.
How fast?
338.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's the new record.
Now, is that for what? All time female or?
No,
that's just a record.
Yep.
Wow. So women are better than guys. Damn. It's not cool. Hey, we can talk about the late model truck series race this past weekend at Havasu. It was great weather. Couldn't have been a better night for it.
Nope.
And
Kevin Terrell asked how many trucks. And
yeah, we had.
There's 11 trucks.
11 trucks started, yep. Modified, I think they had 10 that started.
That was the Spears. Yep.
Modified were co-featuring. That night,
the old Lucas Oil modified. Yeah.
So we actually had more truck counts than they had modified, which is good. You know, it's a good showing that the interest in the trucks are growing. We hear about people are inquiring about them all the time and asking a lot of questions, and they just have a lot of good interest, in the late model truck series. So it's really good to see that, and looking forward to it. Looking forward to a lot of new drivers, new faces, new trucks, you name it.
Yes.
It's just going to be something else coming up in the future. We got great partnerships coming up that are going to help teams up-and-coming developing drivers and things like that happening. And I'll give you guys the recognition that you deserve for your sponsors and teams and, all that. So a lot of cool stuff.
And congratulations to Ricky Bogart out of Tucson for winning the...
He's actually out of Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So Ricky Bogart's out of Phoenix. Congratulations to him for winning. That's our fifth this year.
It's our fifth different winner.
Eight total different winners.
This year, it's our fifth different winner in six races.
Right.
So,
pretty cool.
Yes.
It's good to see that. So congratulations. There was a little...
Thanks, Mark Ellison.
There was a little carnage, I guess, off the very... when the green dropped. A lot of excited drivers out there, especially one. Ricky Bogart. He was ready to go. There was some contact, a lot of fiberglass out there, but everyone was able to start and get going again and end up being a great race. Really cool. I'm a truck guy. I just love seeing these trucks out there, and I nothing makes me more happy than to see these trucks competing with each other again. So, really, really happy about that. Just like any race night, there's always race incidences, but hopefully those get squashed and settled before the next race every time.
Kevin Terrell asked, how did Gary do? How did Gary run? I'm sorry.
It meant you, Gary?
I don't know if he means Griffiths or me. So.
No, we only had one Gary out there. It was you. So.
And then he asked, how did Mike run?
Oh, Mike ran not that well. But, you know, I was...
To answer his questions, I finished eighth and Mike finished ninth.
Yes. So, you know, I was shaking down a few things on this, one of the trucks that we really haven't had a lot of time on. So we're work in progress for a couple of these trucks, a lot of different things we're doing with them, winding down, of course, to the end of our season. Our championship night's coming up faster than we can say it's coming, which is November 23rd.
Yes.
At Vegas. Yep. So it's our championship night with the SRL 8 models, SRL Spears Modifieds, the late model truck series, of course, and I believe the junior late models will round out the races here in Vegas. So it's the Tour Series Championship night out at Vegas on November 23rd, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to have a lot of trucks there. It's going to be a great race. But anyways, this past race was really good.
Cindy said McKern was fourth.
Is that the mic?
There's only one McKern.
I think somebody said Mike, so there was a couple mics. Yeah. So, all right, we'll give the other Mike the props.
All right, Cindy.
And the one Gary.
Yeah. Oh, no, there was two Garys.
Oh, who's the other Gary?
Cheeks.
Oh, yeah, forget about Gary. So there's two Garys, that's right.
Yeah. And he finished
Gary
fourth.
Cheeks.
No, third. Fourth, fifth. I'm sorry, fifth, right? Gary Cheeks finished fifth.
No. Fifth, sixth? I thought it was sixth, but.
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere.
Who runs this series?
Hey.
Let me tell you, it's a lot of the same of this at the track, too. We
Michael
we
and
our
I run this series.
But you don't know who ran.
Do you think that's the only thing we have on our minds to.
Well, just it's like me asking you, how many pieces of inventory do you have in your store? Can you tell me?
163.
You just guess. I think we have about this many, but hey, you know, we're still winding down from that race. It's only Tuesday. You know, come on.
Uh-oh.
Give us a break.
Matt Daly says he needs to get his butt on a plane for the 23rd.
Well, he needs to make some phone calls first.
That's right.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I'm doing something else. So, yeah, great, great race, of course. Looking forward to the big race coming up for us, championship night. And I'm actually looking more forward to the banquet, believe it or not. So, I know that sounds crazy, but invitation only. It's going to be a great banquet.
I'm sorry. I just got corrected.
Oh.
Gary Cheeks finished seventh.
Oh. Actually.
According to the monitor.
Actually, yes. I think you were right.
There you go.
Actually, the monitor is not 100% correct either.
Well.
So I want to, because.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
You know, and it sucks that, you know, Ricky Bogart's sister, Lisa Bogart, ended up having to pull off the track, but I didn't find out why. But she did real well before that. So
she was doing great.
She's going to be a great contender coming up as she continues to race in the series. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what they have consistently throughout the next season. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait for next season to start. I might remember some of this finishing orders.
We have somebody that takes care of that for us. We just do our thing. We're like, you know, if you're a racehorse, you put blinders on. So
you hired someone. His name is Race Monitor.
And that's not always correct. That's not the official results, but
is
that is
me.
But that is,
it is
a good indication of who finished where.
And I'm an official. What did I say? Ghost.
But if you do want to check it out, you can go to lmtstruck.com or latemodeltruckseries.com and click on the different links there. Check out different things, and you'll see what the scoop is. So,
but I guess after reading this, I guess Cindy's not going to be at the 23rd race.
Oh yeah. Why?
Yes, Matt, I'll cheer you for you from Mexico.
Oh, what's in Mexico?
Obviously, it must be the
something off-road.
Yes, maybe it's the 1,000 because it's the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Oh, do they do that?
Yeah, usually. Hmm. Baja 1,000 is right around Thanksgiving.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do that? I'm not an off-road guy, so I don't. I mean, you do. You follow off-road,
yeah.
Gary, don't you?
Yeah. See, Cindy said the Baja 1000.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Always something going on. Let's see, November 21st, Baja Racing News. So how long does that go for?
Till you drive 1,000 miles.
Miles.
I mean, how long does that take?
In those trucks, probably, I don't know, 10 or 12 hours, I'm sure.
They'll be finished by the 23rd.
It's a weekend thing.
What's your excuse? It starts the 11th.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the, I'm sorry, the 21st, not the 11th, 21st. No excuse. Oh, well. Anyways. So what else is there, Gary? Talk about the Havasu. Tell me what your experience was there.
I had a good time. With an exception of a little bit of...
Yeah, that's expected once
in
a while.
But that's racing, so...
Unfortunately, it was, you know... I hate to see that, but sometimes it does happen. But no structural damage on anybody's vehicle that I know of. It's all... You know, fiberglass
stuff, yeah.
You know, is fixable, but no fights in the pits or anything weird like that. So it's all
at
just
least
normal.
With the late model truck,
yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. That's a good point. We don't know what happened elsewhere in the pits, but as far as the late model truck series,
we can argue that point, Cindy. Gary said no loyalty, and Cindy says score pays better.
You know, the late model truck series memories are priceless.
That's right.
So I don't know where she gets the pay from.
That's right.
Because ours are priceless.
That's right.
Priceless moments.
And to answer Matt Daly's question, he said, when are we going to be releasing next year's schedule? Probably in the middle of January.
Yes. You know, as you know, these... We're working with multiple different tracks, and each track works with different event schedules with their local list, you know, their local authorities and things like that. So we never can get anything in concrete, and we don't want to put anything out in concrete as long as we can get as close as possible to the confirmed date as, you know, as we can, because we don't want to keep putting 10 different schedules out there. So unfortunately, we wait as long as we have to. To get the right schedule out, but when they do come out, we try to make sure they're as accurate as possible and not have to keep changing them. So, and you know, some tracks we know early, some tracks we know later. So when we get all that combined, then we'll know. And
it's in the works.
We can tell you one race we know is already on the schedule is in April at Havasu, April 11th.
Yep.
And most likely there won't be a Friday night practice like we had this last race, because typically they don't do a Friday night practice there. So,
but that one's in concrete.
Yes, we do know that. We don't know if that's going to be your first race, second race, last race. We don't know any of that, but we do know that is a race that's going to be on the schedule. Because as most people know, Havasu is a winter series. So their actual schedule starts usually in September and goes till April, or I think April is the latest, maybe May. So, you know, they run through the winter, and then where our series runs just typically throughout the year, you know, depending on when our races can fall on different tracks. So it's not really a winter or a summer series or anything like that. So, but you'll be notified when we are notified.
That's right. Hopefully in the middle of January.
Yeah, we'll put it out
somewhere
there
in the middle of January.
But thanks for asking.
Yes.
Anyways. SEMA show, anybody? No? Gary wants to go. Anybody
yes,
wants to take
do.
Gary?
Everybody wants to go.
Matt, anybody want to take Gary to SEMA? He's open.
That's right. Whatever day you want to take me.
It's only two more days, Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
I thought it usually runs through the week or right. Weekend, but
somebody else told me that the last day was Thursday. I could be wrong. I'm just going by hearsay of somebody else, so don't quote me on that.
Somebody will answer on here.
So I'm sure somebody's going to SEMA. I don't know. What else?
Friday, November 8th.
Friday. Okay, so mice must go to Friday. Don't they do, and I don't know if they still do, I thought they used to do like motorsports industry, or not motorsports, but industry only entrances, and then they do open one day to open to the public, but you got to pay to get in, of course. Maybe that's for, I don't know. So don't quote me on that.
Gary says till Friday, 4 days.
So it is 4 days. Okay. Cool. So we get to Friday. I'm one extra day. We get to go.
Somebody will take me.
Go.
Somebody will take me.
Just go. Carry a box like on your shoulder and just say you're there to deliver it to booth 112.
I'll try that.
To 165.
Yeah. 165. Michael's in that booth. I'll be right back.
Yep. Just walk on in and you're in.
Yeah. I'm in.
If they see you, just say you're still looking for the booth.
Uh-huh.
It's a big show.
1165.
There you go. 1165. Hey, if you are a Midnight Mayhem fan, there's one more you can catch. That's in December. It's on a Wednesday night.
That's when we're taking our work vans.
Midnight Mayhem number 12. It's we'll do a work vehicle showdown.
Only.
Only.
Work.
Must
only, yeah.
Yeah, it must be a work van,
right.
Or
and leave everything
truck.
In it.
Right.
You can't
all the
take
way,
nothing.
Yep.
You can't take nothing out of it. Like you're going to a job.
Let it rattle around in the back.
Are you opening this up to everybody?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, let's do a challenge. Wednesday night challenge. And it gives us a chance to talk about it the night before on a Tuesday.
What's the date?
The 4th. Ooh. Wednesday the 4th. Our show is Tuesday the 3rd,
oh.
December.
I thought you were going to tell me it was between the 9th and the 16th.
No. Nope. Yeah, that wouldn't be good for everybody else. We'd still be fine for us. Anyways. Import face-off. Oh, what do we got here? Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
I'll let you.
No, go ahead.
I don't know.
I go ahead.
You know, one thing we were going to mention, of course, somebody in the racing community that we hate to see anything happen to, you know, Jim Merlino had passed away, I think.
A week ago. Yeah, and we forgot to mention
it.
Well,
it wasn't that we forgot. It's that we had a momentum going in the show, and what happens is we sometimes we don't want to stop and then and make a 180-degree turn. You know, we just have to kind of roll with the show the way it goes sometimes. And we knew we did want to talk about it at some point just before the end of the show this week. So not that we forgot. We didn't forget. We had it. We had our notes. Obviously, I didn't know Jim Merlino, but Gary, you did. I don't know if you did or not, but somebody in the Bomber division, also in the Super Stocks, and a lot of family out there that they know each other in the racing community, and our condolences go out to the for Jim Merlino.
And I read here that his services will be Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m.
Okay.
I can't really see where it's at.
Now, if you, I'm assuming it's okay to contact the family to find out about the services. If you did know Jim and want to attend, maybe get a hold of another racer that knows Jim or is attending the services to find out more about it.
5450 Stephanie Street, Las Vegas.
Okay.
Paloma Funeral Services.
I can't see that.
So.
And the family is asking, in lieu of flowers, donations be made in Jim's name to Speedway Charities.
Okay, Speedway Children's
Speedway
Charities.
Children's
okay.
Charities.
So keep that in mind. Make sure if you do, they don't want the flowers. They want the money you would have spent on those flowers to be donated to the Speedway Children's Charities in Jim Marlino's name. So please do that. It's sad to have a sudden impact like this happen in our racing community, and it just kind of makes us remember that we're all human and things like this can happen, and we hate to see it happen. And, you know, it's a sad day when stuff like this does come up, and the best thing to do is come together, the community, racing community especially, and get with the family of Jim Merlino and respect what their wishes are, and maybe get with them if you do want to attend the services. Get a hold of another racer that knows them if you don't know them directly and want to be part of that. So, you don't want to be down on stuff like that, but, you know, it is part of life. Is, you know, the worst part of life, I guess, you know, when something like this happens. So, yeah, what else is there to say, right? Gary?
Yes. Our condolences go out to the family. I know he had a brother, Jason, and that's all. I don't know much more than Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. So, sorry to have to go that route, but, I just don't know what to say. There's just never... never enough to say about someone because someone's life that they, had a passion for racing, obviously been around racing and all that. So, but anyways, we're going to end it on that. We'll be here live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. and on wheelsnow.com. We hope to see you then, and please join us. Maybe we'll see Kevin Terrell in here.
Yeah.
He opened that up. So,
yeah. Maybe Kevin Terrell will wander in.
Maybe 10:15 after.
Yeah.
We'll see him next week.
6:30, 6:35, somewhere in there.
Fly over with a banner.
Uh huh.
There you go. We'll accept that. as good being. But thanks for joining us. Again, we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. and on worldsnow.com. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.